The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Wake Up Crew. This is Thursday, November 13th, 2025, episode 1788. And it's 14 days until Thanksgiving, 42 days until Christmas. MTSU is at Western Kentucky on Saturday, and that'll be a 1 p.m. airtime. High school football playoffs continue Friday on WGNS this weekend. Tennessee hosts New Mexico State, and Titans host Houston, and Vandy has a bye week. Brian, the Titans have already traded off some of their players after the trade deadline, so they're cruising in for another maybe number one draft choice.
Yeah, let's sell out. Why not? 2 years in a row. Woohoo! Go Titans.
Okay, well, you got your support there. And it's weird Tennessee's hosting New Mexico State. That's kind of a weird throw-in game there, isn't it, with all the SEC games they played?
Yeah, I guess everybody else has already played all of their, quote, cupcake games.
Yeah, so, anyway, going to be an exciting college football tournament, I should say, coming up. Basketball has started in a lot of places, and we're going to be starting November, what is it, Brian, 18th?
Right? Yeah, 18th. And just listen to the games that are potential basketball games next week, or not potential. We've got kickoff of, or tip-off, if you will, of high school basketball next Tuesday. Next Wednesday, the Middle Tennessee men are at Michigan. And then Thursday, the Lady Raiders host Tennessee.
Oh, wow. Lady Raiders had to come from behind in their opener. I remember that. I haven't followed basketball very closely yet, though. I'm just kind of waiting until football gets over, and then I go into it strong. Dalton Barrett with us on board today, the host of the WGNS Christmas Parade that we're working on. And we're excited about that, Dalton. We've got a lot of things we're expecting to do here.
Well, I'm excited. I don't know if you're excited yet, but I did get you a lapel pin because you wanted a lapel pin.
Yes, that's very impressive.
We're just hoping it's going to be here in time. But yeah, we're it'll be the first time we've ever done it. Have we ever done it on radio?
Hmm.
That you know of?
We're usually in it.
Right.
We've been in it in the past.
So back in the day, this would have been 90s-ish, late 90s. We used to set up the old mustard van in the Greenland Drive parking lot, because that's where the parade started. And we'd raise the Marty Yagi antenna onto the side of the van and use a wireless microphone as far as we could get. And we'd go out and interview the people who were getting ready for the parade.
Okay, so but never like full parade coverage on the radio.
Not that I am aware of.
So for the first time in WGNS history, we're going to have full parade coverage.
Well, for the history that I know, which is 30 years.
That's a long time. That's what? That's almost half.
Yeah.
That's old. You're old.
We're getting up to 80.
But yeah, so we're going to do, we're going to have big GTV coverage of the parade. You'll be able to watch it there, hosted by myself, John, and Brian. It's going to be super fun. And then you'll be able to see the floats coming by and hear the bands and all that kind of stuff. And we're going to pipe the audio from that on to the air. So you'll be able to hear it if you're in your car or something. You know.
And we're going to be located about where the most populated area is.
Yes, we'll probably be on this right on the square, downtown square.
That's kind of the idea for that.
So, yeah. Now, I hope
the people don't flood the truck that we're going to be seated on just to get Dalton's autograph.
Yeah, throwing flowers and yeah. It's going to be fun. At the very least, it'll be fun. It might be horrible. It might go really bad, but you'll be able to see the parade.
And you'll be able to watch it later, and then I think we're got some plans to use that and some other things. So as you're gathered around the tree, you can watch big GTV and see some Christmassy things. And
we're going to have an after Christmas party celebrating the parade at Dalton's house after and watch the parade in its entirety.
Oh, we're going to go right after we're done and just sit and watch it?
Yeah, if it's good. Anyway, our song of the day, quickly. The 10 most iconic TV show theme songs from Gary Portnoy.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Is from Cheers. We use that a lot. 617 here on the Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny skies and light winds for today. Highs top out near 66 degrees. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows drop to 41. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. Friday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the low 70s. And then Friday night, mostly clear with lows falling back to 53. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 38.
Shut up and say,
well, those deals never seem to stop.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
We have doors.
Shopping at the Restore.
Yes, we have doors. We have interior and exterior doors available.
Hey, come check them out.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun.
Franklin's Printworks is more than a print shop. They're a proud part of Rutherford County.
It is a focus of ours to be involved in the community. We partner with folks like the Journey Home and the Center for the Arts and all these places that help make our community better, and we're proud to do that.
Jeff Carlton with Franklin's Printworks, supporting local businesses, schools, nonprofits with high-quality printing, banners, signs, direct mail, and more.
We love to do stuff for the churches, for schools, for nonprofits.
Franklin's Printworks, trusted by the community.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
She wrote this letter and gave it to my dad to have the minister to read at the funeral. It was very healing for the kids, even for the grandkids.
Let the Murfreesboro Funeral Home help your family when experiencing loss of a loved one.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
Nikola Jokic put on a show in L.A.
Left side corner pass over to Bruce Brown. Split the defenders. Gets down the lane. Layup won't go. Tipped up and in by Jokic. And that's 54 for Joker in Los Angeles.
Altitude Radio Network on the call. Denver has won six in a row after topping the Clippers 130-116. Jokic had 25 points in the first quarter and ended with 55 points, 12 rebounds, and 6 assists. The Thunder blew out the Lakers 121-92. Suns have won four in a row after defeating the Mavericks 123-114. Steph Curry had 46 points, and the Warriors took down the Spurs in San Antonio 125-120. Magic handed the Knicks their first loss at home, coming out on top 124-107, and the Pistons have won eight in a row after defeating the Bulls 124-113. In the NHL, the Devils edged the Blackhawks 4-3 in overtime.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And welcome back to the Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Join MTE's EV Car Club, open to owners, fans, and anyone curious about electric vehicles. Sign up at MTE.com/EV Car Club. Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew here at 21 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, almost 22 minutes now. And we've got We're going to throw it back today. We're going to hear from the Villages of Murfreesboro and among other things as well. I did want to mention, this is Throwback Thursday, of course, and I'm going to give you, fellas, in just a minute, 13 old TV shows that are still a pleasure to watch.
Ah.
According to Yahoo. And I'm going to throw a few out there. I know we've got to do Good Neighbor. I'm going to throw the first two that are on the list here, okay? 13 old TV shows have never failed to delight, even after all these years. The Twilight Zone, hosted by Rod Serling from 1959 to 64. I think, Dalton, you would get into this, even though you weren't born.
I've seen quite a few episodes of The Twilight Zone. I don't think I could just sit and, like, watch the whole show, but there are certain Twilight Zone bits that are really good.
Need to look up the best episodes of The Twilight Zone, I think. Star Trek, the original series. Space, The Final Frontier.
I've seen all of Star Trek, the original series.
From 1966 to 69. They're a little bit, they don't hold up well, I don't think.
Not as bad as you would think, though. Maybe not great, but not as bad as you would think it would hold up, being that old.
And one more, I'll give you three of the 13. Fawlty Towers, I've never heard of this. It was a favorite classic TV show starring John Cleese, Monty Python fame. The sitcom aired only two seasons, but has remained in people's hearts ever since. And it aired in 1975, and the second season aired in 1979. Britain does it. London, England shows, English shows, they do it a little differently than we do it. The Saint, you know, they would do run two or three seasons, then maybe skip us a year, and then come back with new shows in the next year. So,
and yeah, The Saint, of course, stars Roger Moore.
Yes, of Bond fame. Our good neighbor today is Dr. Judy Campbell. Today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for being a wonderful cook that shares with so many others, especially visiting the sick and homebound. Dr. Judy Campbell is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS. Today's Good Neighbor moment is brought to you by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and committed to the people who make Rutherford County a better place.
Send in your good neighbors by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450. WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Get some here to us as well.
Well, it is National Dream Destination Day. So if you're looking to take a vacation this summer to a dream destination, start saving, start planning, get started, get cracking.
Brian, what would be your dream destination?
The couch.
No, recliner.
Oh, I'm thinking Hawaii. I'd like to go to Hawaii at least once. All right, more to come here on the Wake Up Crew, 24 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the environment.
I just really like it. Of course, I'm in an apartment and I can come and go and do kind of what I want to.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
My husband felt much better when he passed away that I was taken care of here. We got married in 58 and in 60 he went in the Air Force.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Got old tires, electronics, mattresses, or scrap metal you've been meaning to drop off? Well, here's your chance. Tennessee Environmental Council and Nissan North America invite you to the Smyrna Recycling Roundup, Saturday, November 15th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 983 Nissan Drive, Gate 5. It's your one-stop drop-off for hard-to-recycle items. And yes, it's free for everyone. Volunteer opportunities available. Donations are suggested. Nissan Smyrna Recycle. Saturday, November 15th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Dudley. More resources will soon come back online for Tennesseans now that President Trump has signed the bill to reopen the government. The Senate voted earlier this week 60-40 to pass a bill to fund the military, Veterans Affairs, the Department of Agriculture, and the legislative branch through September 30th, and the rest of the government through January 30th. 8 Democrats joined with 52 Republicans to meet that 60-vote threshold, sending the bill to the House. The House passed the measure last night and later signed by the president. Rutherford County Mayor Joe Carr has been seriously injured while training horses. Reports say the injuries happened at his farm in Las Casas Tuesday afternoon. Carr was taken to a Murfreesboro hospital following the incident, but later transferred to Vanderbilt. The mayor is reportedly receiving treatment for 9 broken ribs, a lacerated liver, and a semi-collapsed lung. He has released a statement thanking medical teams, for his care. More news in 30 seconds.
The Arthritis Foundation's Jingle Bell Run raises money for life-changing research and resources. Whether you walk, run, or just cheer others on, you'll be supporting the nearly 60 million people in the U.S. with arthritis at the best holiday fun run ever. Put on your favorite holiday costume and come on out to make new friends. Registered participants get a special t-shirt and medal. Sign up today at jbr.org and get jingling. That's jbr.org.
Rideshare service Uber has launched a new safety feature in Nashville this week, allowing women riders and women drivers to choose to match exclusively for safety measures. The company says the Women Preferences option is designed to give women more control, comfort, and choice, especially during late-night trips in the city's busiest entertainment districts. Women can turn on the setting now directly in the Uber app starting today. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 here on the Wake Up Crew, continuing our list of 13 old shows that you would really like to watch now. Now, I'm not going to agree with all of these, and some of you, I know Dalton particularly, Brian, has not seen them. Have you all ever seen the episodes of Batman?
I have seen quite a few episodes of Batman.
And your opinion?
It's all right. I'm probably not going to go back and watch it.
Adam West, a very underrated Batman for his deadpan delivery of ridiculous lines.
I will say that's the best part. The 60s Batman show is funny because of just how ridiculous everything is, and it's played straight.
Yeah.
They are not. Yeah, Batman and Robin are not funny in that show. They're you know.
And I think what was attractive for it, the little kids liked it because it was Batman, and the adults liked it because he was making fun, you know, of the situation.
And it's a little more risque than you would think it would be.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. Now, here's one, Dalton, that you did and you've done research on, so I'm going to hand it over to you. The Beverly Hillbillies.
I have watched a 48-hour YouTube video. You heard that correct. 48-hour YouTube video where a man reviews every episode of The Beverly Hillbillies, Petticoat Junction, and Green Acres. And
it's a little silly, but
I've never seen a single episode of The Beverly Hillbillies in my life, but I've watched that. And what I think is really interesting, and the reason I might actually go back and watch the show, is it's the same thing with Batman, where it's like it's a really ridiculous concept. But in the show, they play it straight, and that's what makes it funny.
Our next one is Little House on the Prairie, and I know you guys have watched it because Mama loved Little House on the Prairie.
If I never see another episode of Little House on the Prairie again in my life, I'll die a happy man.
Well, you're going to get to see it. It's coming out on Netflix, I think, in a year or so.
Yeah, the remake.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to watch it.
I don't have to now. Nobody's forcing me to watch Little House on the Prairie.
Here's one that I think it's a staple, but I think it's a little overrated. There are some really good episodes, but I Love Lucy was in the 50s, and it's a little dated, and I'm not a big Lucille Ball fan, but it had some really good shows in it. Sanford and Son is another one.
Greatest TV theme song of all time. I'm saying it now. I know it's not going to be on our list tomorrow, but it is the greatest TV theme song ever.
Well, here's one that would be argumentative, the Addams Family. It is fun to watch. It's Jeffersons. I always get a kick out of that.
Uh-huh.
It is a great theme song, too. Gilligan's Island. You're sitting there and Gilligan's Island's on. For some reason, I sit and watch it.
I have also never seen an episode of Gilligan's Island.
It's kind of like Laurel and Hardy. But you don't know Laurel and Hardy, so there's no point in going into that. The Brady Bunch.
Gross.
Not a fan of the Brady Bunch.
No.
We did find out last week, we did a little research. We talked about the Brady Bunch, and turns out old what's-her-name was divorced, but they never mentioned it on the show to avoid. But it, when they were writing it as if she had been divorced.
I think Brady Bunch came on Fridays. That ousted me because I was always gone while it's going on. I was in high school. So anyway, that's 13 shows. You can go back and look if you'd like. And if you don't remember them fondly, Don't watch them. There you go. Today in History brought to you by Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
In 1940, Fantasia is an animated film by Walt Disney starring Leopold Stokowski and Deems Taylor is released. Maybe the first movie, I think.
Ever?
I think it may be the first feature film.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, I think Snow White was the first.
Maybe.
I went back and tried to watch Fantasia, and it is not very interesting. It is very boring.
Yeah. In 1952, false fingernails are first sold. They're sold for a lot of money now. 1979, Ronald Reagan announces his candidacy for the U.S. president in New York City. Tear down that wall. 1995, GoldenEye, the 17th James Bond film. We were just talking about that. Starring Pierce Brosnan for the first time and Judi Dench as M is released.
GoldenEye, I found his weakness. GoldenEye, you do what I please.
Judi Dench was really good as M.
Yes.
Too.
That movie is one of the best in the entire franchise. And it's on Amazon Prime right now.
1999, Toy Story 2, directed by John Lasseter, starring Tom Hanks and Tim Allen, premieres in the United States.
You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed.
That's a look at today in history. We've got Good Digger Vince coming up after Rewind at 6:35. And also another check of the forecast and our first look at traffic coming up.
This is CBS Rewind, November 13th.
In the year 2017.
No, 1987.
Sensational, perfect contestant. I want him.
The release of the Arnold Schwarzenegger action movie.
I'll be back.
The Running Man.
Can you lift?
And November 13th, 1991.
Somebody's out there.
The release of Martin Scorsese's remake of
this guy,
Cape Fear.
He's clever, so that the law can't touch him.
Starring Robert De Niro.
Come out wherever you are.
Nick Nolte.
Get the hell off my property.
And Jessica Lange.
I'm just losing my mind here.
I'm Brandon Brooks.
So we got this freaking psychopath in our faces.
And that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny skies and light winds for today. Highs top out near 66 degrees. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows drop to 41. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. Friday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the low 70s. And then Friday night, mostly clear with lows falling back to 53. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 38.
Good morning, T-Dot's putting the final touches on this crash over here near the Amhill Pike overpass. That's 40 westbound, just past Spence Lane. It's been struggling over here for the last few minutes. Had some wrecks earlier in Montgomery County outside of Clarksville. I had traffic a little bit slow on I-24. Extra time out here now as it builds down through Robertson County on 65 going southbound. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control, Old National Bank, and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
Let's check those WGNS Good Neighbor events. Don't miss the big recycling roundup this Saturday morning at Nissan's gate number 5 in Smyrna. It's free and you just drive through, making it even easier to recycle your household items. Again, that's this Saturday from 9 until 1 at Nissan Gate Number 5. That's at 983 Nissan Drive in Smyrna. 9 in the morning until 1 this Saturday. It's turkey time at Greenhouse Ministries. Drop off those frozen turkeys on Friday, November 21st. Greenhouse Ministries is at 307 South Academy Street. And the turkey drop-off is any time between 6 in the morning and 6 in the evening. The Thanksgiving pickup is the next morning, November 22nd, and your pickup time is listed on each voucher. Thank you, Greenhouse Ministries, for all that you do to make this community better. Give the gift of life. Phone 800-RED-CROSS and make an appointment to give blood at a time that fits your schedule. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
If someone asked, what's your more, would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
At McCabe Vision Center, we have added a full cosmetic line to the services that we provide.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Brighten up your face and make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
Look 10 years younger. We have added laser treatments.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you. That's RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, it's all on you. Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right.
Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right Tennessee.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
27 minutes after 6 o'clock. Who did the little hee-hee in there?
That was me.
Okay, that's good. John, Brian, and Dalton with you this morning. It is Thursday morning. Brian, we're having some really interesting weather, I might add, the last few days and weeks.
You know, November has featured all four seasons. We've had spring and summer and winter and fall all together.
Well, here's something to brighten up your day. If you're freezing or you think it's too warm, whatever, the dad joke of the day is coming your way, and not a good round yesterday. Not really weak. So.
We claimed probably the worst ever in the history of the show.
I believe you claimed that.
John, would you agree with me?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Very quickly. Okay, how about today, though? Okay. Today is a new day.
You guys have no sense of humor. You know, my boss asked me to make a business presentation, and said that I should start it with a joke.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I put up my payslip on the first slide.
Good. I'm going to go thumbs up.
I'm going to go thumbs up. That's a good rebound, Brian. But it was cautious.
He did
a good job.
CBS News Brief. Back pay's on the way for federal worker SNAP recipients. We'll see food benefits restored after President Trump signed off on legislation ending the longest government shutdown in history.
It's an honor now to sign this incredible bill and get our country working again.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Democrats will fight on for health care subsidies.
In this country, the wealthiest country in the history of the world, it can't be the case that health care
It's simply a privilege for the wealthy.
We're learning more about how Democrats were able to secure the release of emails from Jeffrey Epstein that claimed the president knew about what the convicted sex offender called the girls. CBS's Michael Wallace.
House Democrats and four Republicans forced Speaker Mike Johnson's hand using an obscure tactic known as a discharge petition, which requires the signatures of a majority of members to circumvent House leadership and bring a bill to the floor.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
In Murfreesboro, St. Mark's United Methodist Church is stepping up to help those facing food insecurity with a free food box giveaway this Saturday. The event runs from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. or until supplies run out at the warehouse behind the church and preschool playground on North Rutherford Boulevard. Boxes will be distributed first come, first serve, and organizers are urging residents to arrive early. It's all part of the church's ongoing mission to support local families in need. In a developing murder case out of Rutherford County, the man accused of killing 45-year-old Harold Cruz last year is set for a key court appearance this week. 40-year-old Clinton Lynn Johnson Jr. faces a plea hearing on Thursday, November 13th, on charges of first-degree murder and aggravated robbery. Police say that the case began with a medical emergency call on October the 27th, 2024, where officers found Cruz dead from severe head injuries suffered the night before. An investigation led to Johnson's arrest on November of 2024 with a sealed grand jury indictment following in August of this year. Johnson, who is being held at the Rutherford County Adult Detention Center, also has a pending drug paraphernalia case from days after the incident. He's represented by public defender Drew Perkins, with Assistant District Attorney Matt Westmoreland prosecuting. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick yet digestible format, but more than just the headlines, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast, available on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, and over on our website, WGNSRadio.com. Whether you're walking the dog or getting your first cup of coffee, make sure you do it informed. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSRadio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Play an old guitar, dying half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber, go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Fresh cut greens and oven warm bread. Jars of sweet jam. Every Friday, feel the spark. Rutherford County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from frost to bloom the season. Sing for winter tough. So bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
At the Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Got old tires, electronics, mattresses, or scrap metal you've been meaning to drop off? Well, here's your chance. Tennessee Environmental Council and Nissan North America invite you to the Smyrna Recycling Roundup, Saturday, November 15th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 983 Nissan Drive, Gate 5. It's your one-stop drop-off for hard-to-recycle items. And yes, it's free for everyone. Volunteer opportunities available. Donations are suggested. Nissan Smyrna Recycles, Saturday, November 15th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. The mayor of Martin has been arrested in addition to two other people following an indictment and report from the Tennessee Comptroller. The city of Martin Mayor Randy Brundage, his daughter Natalie, and the director of economic and community development Brad Thompson were arrested and booked into the Weakley County Jail last night and later released. The mayor is accused of misappropriating funds from the city, totaling about $11,000 for things such as fine dining on the city card. His daughter is accused of receiving roughly $174,000 in wages and employer-paid benefits over the past 6 years, officials say. Thompson, meanwhile, is accused of misappropriating funds from the city, totaling nearly $274,000. Knoxville police are asking for information from the public following a hit and run. Officers responded to the 3400 block of Maryville Pike just after noon Tuesday, following reports of a person struck by a vehicle. The victim was pronounced dead at the scene. Detectives are asking anyone who may have witnessed the incident or who has information about the vehicle or the driver to contact the sheriff's office.
The Arthritis Foundation's Jingle Bell Run raises money for life-changing research and resources. Whether you walk, run, or just cheer others on, you'll be supporting the nearly 60 million people in the U.S. with arthritis at the best holiday fun run ever. Put on your favorite holiday costume and come on out to make new friends. Registered participants get a special t-shirt and medal. Sign up today at jbr.org and get jingling. That's jbr.org.
Overnight, President Trump signed a government funding bill officially ending the longest-running shutdown in history after 43 days. This means more services will begin to come online for Tennesseans. This after the House passed the Senate funding bill. This means most federal employees will begin receiving paychecks and back pay, along with federal benefits returning to programs that were previously suspended. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. 12 minutes before 7 o'clock, and we have got the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf coming up at 6:57. And we'll also be taking it to news time at 7 p.m. Or 7 a.m., excuse me. A new movie is out or going to be out. It's in the works. And your thoughts, gentlemen, on Gremlins 3. It's in the works with Steven Spielberg and Christopher Columbus.
You know,
is it the Christopher Columbus?
No,
Chris Columbus, the director of Home Alone.
Oh.
And the first two Harry Potter movies. Here's the deal. The first Gremlins is fine. Gremlins 2 is one of the greatest movies ever made. And it is one of the greatest movies ever made because it was directed by Joe Dante. He's the one who made that such a great movie.
And Gremlins 2 you're talking about.
Gremlins 2. And it concerns me a little bit because I don't think it's going to have that same Gremlins 2 magic that first one had. You know what I mean?
Is it going to be a Top Gun Maverick or is it going to be a bomb?
I don't know. It might be successful, but I think what's going to happen is it's not going to... I don't see it. I have a pitch for a Gremlins 3 movie. Like, I already know what I want it to be in my mind. I want John Glover from Gremlins 2, you know, who owned the hotel.
Right.
I want him to be the president. And I want it to be the Gremlins in the White House. That's what I want to happen. I want the Gremlins Take Washington to be the movie. And I think that'd be hilarious. Because, you know, he was, of course, based on Donald Trump in the 80s.
Yeah. Is he still alive, the actor?
Yes. He's the guy from Lex's dad in Smallville.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's always scary when you waited so long, though.
Yes.
I think Top Gun Maverick is a good example of it really aging. They aged the character well.
Right.
And that kind of thing. But
well, the good thing about Gremlins is you don't have to bring anybody back if you don't want to.
Well, Brian, I don't know if Brian even watched Gremlins because it was scary a little bit.
I don't like those little Gremlins.
Gremlins 2 is not scary. Gremlins 2 is just a Looney Tunes cartoon, basically.
So you like Gremlins 2?
Gremlins 2, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think Gremlins 1 is fine, and I think Gremlins 2 is one of the greatest movies of all time.
Gremlins, the first one, I think, did try to make it a little bit scary.
Right.
Did it not?
Yes. And
What was the name of the little gremlin that was?
Gizmo.
Gizmo, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Gremlins 2 is they go to that futuristic hotel, and it's supposed to be the Trump Hotel, and this was in the 80s, And it's just the gremlins make their way to this hotel and they just take over. And it's funny and it's creative and it feels like watching a Looney Tunes cartoon.
It'll be interesting to see how they handle it again. You're always a little leery when it's been so long since. When was that, 89 probably?
Something like that, yeah. Well, and it's also when both movies in the franchise are completely different from one another. Like Gremlins 1 and Gremlins 2 are completely different. Which one are you going to do? And, you know, how are you going to model it?
Back in, it makes me think they want to go back to one.
Right.
A bit, you know?
So Gremlins 1 came out in 84 and Gremlins 2 was released in 1990.
90.
I was pretty close.
But if you haven't seen Gremlins 2 in a while and you were just upset that it wasn't the first Gremlins, you should rewatch it because I think it's better.
Yeah, I think it just depends on your take on the film. You know, right. Again, I think they were still in the Jaws phase and everything kind of being a little scary. And, you know, but second one, yeah, it was kind of crazy. It's almost slapstick.
Scheduled for release in November 19th of 2027.
Okay. Well, that's just around the corner. Time is flying. Speaking of, birthdays are flying by too, fellas. We got some birthdays.
Anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
All right, here we go. For the 13th of November, 1850, Robert Louis Stevenson, the Scottish author, he wrote Treasure Island. 1911, Buck O'Neill, American baseball player, the Kansas City Monarchs, the first African-American coach in Major League Baseball. 1955, Whoopi Goldberg, American actress, comedian, and singer, was in The Color Purple. She's the host of The View as well. And in 1967, Jimmy Kimmel, American TV host and producer, born in Brooklyn, New York. Whether you like him or not, he's been in the news a lot this past year. Which reminds me, you know, this year is going by rapidly. Get through Christmas, and we're talking about our New Year's Eve show, Dalton.
That's true.
Thanks, John.
That could be a big GTV exclusive too.
We can't get Brian on board with the New Year's Eve
show. No, but I think the Christmas parade is a good compromise. I'm really excited.
Well, I figure you and I could welcome in the new year and have a party up here at the WGNS studios with Ralph.
Ralph the Rat?
Yeah. So, no signs lately of him, huh? All right, here are your birthdays. Locally, James Hale, Steve Cates, Russ Lee, Tammy Sterling, Eddie Taylor, Susan Jennings, and Jill Frost.
Those are the names that we have so far right now on the Birthday Club list. We are always taking those. We'll take them until about 7:30 this morning. The number is 615-893-1450. Just text us the name and who the wish is from. And be sure to leave a phone number now, because if they win the banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue, we're going to have to give them a shout. Let them know that they can go by and pick it up, John.
All right. We're going to be saluting our good neighbor of the day, which is Dr. Judy Campbell, in just a moment. But we got to take a look at that weather one more time here on the Big G.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny skies and light winds for today. Highs top out near 66 degrees. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows drop to 41. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. Friday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the low 70s. And then Friday night, mostly clear with lows falling back to 53. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 38.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Good morning. It's finally moving a little bit better. 40 westbound over here at Spence Lane, where we had that wreck earlier near that M Hill Pike overpass. Still clogged up pretty good just outside of Clarksville, going westbound 24 at the 9-mile marker in Montgomery County as they clean up that accident. Starting to build 65 south down through Millersville. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, no matter what county you're in here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's EV Car Club has hundreds of members and growing. EV owners, enthusiasts, and anyone interested in learning more about electric vehicles is encouraged to sign up at mte.com/EV Car Club.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shop and save.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Folks, I hope you're listening every Sunday night at 8 o'clock to the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. We'll talk about some local politics, national politics, all types of topics, all types of guests. That's 8 o'clock Sunday night, Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Talk to you then.
CBS Entertainment, this weekend we go back to the boomtown.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
It's the premiere of Landman Season 2 on Paramount Plus with Billy Bob Thornton, Demi Moore, Sam Elliott, and Halle Larder.
Surprised to see me?
She's back as the never low-key Angela Norris, but she told me her and Billy made sure their characters weren't all about the explosive parts.
So we had no desire just to play characters that were crass with each other.
Right.
And we also had the information that they'd been through the bust and been through the boom. So they have this pain. We wanted to deeply love the flaws in each other.
All right. Check out Landman Season 2 this Sunday on Paramount Plus. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58 is our time here on The Wake Up Crew, and we are having a wonderful Thursday. And don't forget, we're throwing it back in just a little bit next hour. And the Villages of Murfreesboro will be here as well. Dr. Judy Campbell is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day. She's a wonderful cook that shares with so many others, and she visits the sick and the homebound as well. She's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, and of course, WGNS. Today's Good Neighbor Moment brought to you by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and committed to the people who make Rutherford County a better place to live.
You can text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 to nominate a Good Neighbor of the Day, or head on over to our website, wgnsradio.com/goodneighbor.
Well, don't forget to get those into us here at WGNS as we roll through the rest of the morning. We've got a check of news coming up here for you on WGNS, and it's brought to you by John Day.
This is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you, too. Call the Law Offices of John Day.
And we're coming up with the news at 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Shutdown over.
The federal government will now resume normal operations.
Airport issues.
Flight disruptions are expected to extend into the weekend.
Trump named in Epstein messages.
Pretty serious stuff, disturbing stuff in these emails.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. After a record 43-day shutdown, the federal government is now back in business. Here's CBS's Nicole Killian.
With the stroke of his pen, President Trump ended the longest government shutdown in U.S. history.
I hope we can all agree that the government should never be shut down again.
The bill is passed.
The law took effect immediately after the House narrowly approved the funding package, with six Democrats crossing party lines to join Republicans. The measure extends government funding through January 30th, pays back federal workers while reinstating those who were fired, and guarantees SNAP or food assistance benefits for a full year. Democrats largely opposed the legislation, arguing it failed to extend Affordable Care Act tax credits for 20 million Americans facing rising health insurance premiums. Michael Gallantly had to union for federal workers in Utah and questioned whether the shutdown was worth it.
It's kind of demoralizing, frankly, frustrating. I and my people are just trying to work for the American people.
Correspondent Chris Van Cleve tells us the end of the shutdown won't mean an immediate end to the issues at major airports.
We are starting today with around 1,000 flight cancellations as controllers wait for that lump sum back payment to hit their accounts. Once the FAA gives the okay, airline sources tell me it'll take 24 to 48 hours to ramp back up to full service. And that's in large part because they are canceling flights a day or two in advance to give flyers certainty. In a letter to employees, Southwest Chief Operating Officer Andrew Watterson wrote, "We'll continue adjusting our schedule as needed to comply with the FAA's order. We're optimistic that the FAA will allow airlines to resume normal operations within a few days."
The White House has pushed back after House Democrats released Jeffrey Epstein emails that mentioned President Trump. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
More than 6 years after disgraced and convicted sex predator Jeffrey Epstein died by suicide, U.S. House Democrats released on Wednesday a series of his private messages mentioning President Trump. The emails include one from Epstein to his co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell in 2011, in which he wrote that Trump had spent hours at my house with one of Epstein's victims. The White House identified that victim as Virginia Giuffre, who said she was recruited by Maxwell while working at Mar-a-Lago and died by suicide in April. But in a 2016 deposition, Giuffre said she didn't think Donald Trump participated in anything. The White House downplayed Trump and Epstein's relationship and blasted Democrats for cherry-picking excerpts.
Jeffrey Epstein was a member at Mar-a-Lago until President Trump kicked him out because Jeffrey Epstein was a pedophile and he was a creep.
Meanwhile, a bipartisan group of lawmakers are one step closer to a vote to release all of the Epstein case files held by the Department of Justice after Democratic Congresswoman Adelita Grijalva of Arizona was finally sworn in Wednesday after nearly 2 months of waiting and became the decisive signature on a petition to force that vote.
A Baltimore police officer has now been indicted on attempted murder charges after a wild chase with a suspect who was on foot and nearly run over. Officer Robert Parks was suspended without pay earlier this week. On the Health Watch, new CDC figures indicate there was a dramatic spike in the number of whooping cough cases in the U.S. last year, 6 times more than the year before. And Texas has reported more than 3,500 cases this year, an 11-year high. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
One, we've seen an increase in non-medical exemptions to vaccination. Secondly, there is waning immunity with the pertussis whooping cough vaccines that we use. Thirdly, we're just testing more aggressively with PCR tests. People might remember that from COVID. And so we're picking up more.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, "We worked together. We did a good job."
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
A federal judge has indicated that hundreds of people arrested and detained in the Chicago immigration crackdown could soon be released on bond while they await immigration hearings. The judge said agents made arrests without warrants issued in advance, an apparent violation of a consent decree. The nation's Roman Catholic bishops are sounding off on the Trump administration's immigration policies.
In a statement from their annual conference, the bishops say they oppose the indiscriminate mass deportation of people and pray for an end to dehumanizing rhetoric and violence. Pope Leo has also been critical of the administration.
Jesus says very clearly, at the end of the world, we're going to be asked, you know, how did you receive the foreigner? Did you receive him and welcome him? or not.
The bishop said they felt compelled to raise their voices in defense of God-given human dignity. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Lawyers for former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James, who each face federal charges, will today ask a judge to dismiss the cases against them. They contend the prosecutor who won the indictments was illegally installed in the job. They call it the Red Cup Rebellion. Thousands of unionized Starbucks workers plan to walk off the job today after they authorized a strike with no set end dates when contract talks failed. It comes on the company's annual Red Cup Day promotion.
What their requests to date has been unreasonable. We're willing to, negotiate and have them come back to the table and find a solution.
A federal court jury in Chicago has awarded $28 million to the family of a woman who died in the crash of a Boeing 737 MAX in Ethiopia 6 years ago. The crash killed all 157 people on board. The effort to bring down carbon dioxide emissions has come up short again this year, but CBS's David Schechter reports the increase is one of the smallest in recent non-pandemic years.
Heat-trapping gases released from burning coal, oil, and gas will hit a record high this year, rising by 1.1%. That's according to a new report from scientists at the University of Exeter in England. They found while the construction of clean energy projects is progressing around the world, it is not enough to keep up with the planet's growing need for power.
There's where an 84-year-old civil rights leader Jesse Jackson is hospitalized. He's being treated for a rare degenerative neurological disorder that affects walking, balance, and eye movement. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
More fiber and laxatives, eh?
Who are you?
I'm future you.
Future me?
Constipation with belly pain still coming back? Our doctor figured it out. It's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. And Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
That's the latest from CBS News Radio. I'm Steve Kathan. The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett continues now here on News Radio WGNS.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Brian Barrett here with you at 7:09. You're listening into the Wake Up Crew from WGNS. More fun and information is straight ahead. Speaking of information, we've got to check on traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny skies and light winds for today. Highs top out near 66 degrees. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows drop to 41. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. Friday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the low 70s. And then Friday night, mostly clear with lows falling back to 53. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 39.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Good morning. Starting a little bit heavier now on 40 westbound, especially coming past the airport over here at Donelson Pike. It's been a little bit clogged up there outside of Clarksville for about an hour, maybe longer, on a crash that's being cleared. 24 westbound at the 9-mile marker there in Montgomery County. Here comes that steady flow of traffic down 65 right now through Millersville, working your way down from the north. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Our Talks and Company will get you top dollar for your property.
With an option, you'll receive a contract with no contingencies. That means the sale of your property won't depend on an inspection, financing, or appraisals.
Till you're 27 and a half.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
It is our 1,788th episode of the Wake Up Crew, second hour of that. So each episode is 2 hours. So I guess theoretically, if you did the math, we have done 3,576 hours of the Wake Up Crew. Does that make you guys feel better about what we do every day?
It really makes me feel worse.
That's what I thought.
It both makes me feel better and worse. Because it means I have to do less.
Was this not supposed to be a temporary job, Dalton?
For me, yes. For me, it was. I was only supposed to be on like once a month.
Well, I don't think that was ever the plan.
It was. I was going to come in as like a special guest. Now I'm stuck here. It's like purgatory.
It's like a dog with fleas. Can't get rid of them, huh?
Is it that bad, really?
Some days it feels like it.
I look forward to it every single day.
It's
every
like
single morning.
Purgatory, but instead of hot, it's cold. Although it's pretty comfortable today, even though I'm in a big jacket.
It's like the Arctic.
It's the same temperature here today as it always is.
No, it's not either.
It certainly is.
I'm sure he's burning up because he's got long sleeve shirts on.
No, I'm short sleeve today.
You were wearing those little sweatshirt type things.
He was wearing leg warmers.
Was not. So we have got, well, Thanksgiving coming up in 14 days. Get that turkey and dressing going. Or your sweet potato dumplings.
What?
Sweet potato dumplings. That's what I'm going to make.
You're making sweet potato dumplings.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Already got the recipe.
He's already told me about it, Dalton. You are in for a treat.
I'm excited. I still don't know what I'm making because I don't have a smoker.
Well, they're sweet potato country dumplings.
Okay. I'll probably bust out my green bean casserole because I make a mean green bean casserole.
Yeah. Are the green beans really cooked good?
I mean, I make green bean casserole, I make everything from scratch. I don't use a can of cream of mushroom, whatever. I make it all from scratch. And the big thing is, you got to start with bacon, and you cook the bacon, and you keep the grease, and then you make like a gravy kind of thing with it, and then you cook your green beans, put them in, and then I also fry my own onions for the topping. So I'll cut up my onions really thin, and then I bread them, and I fry them. So I make everything from scratch in my green bean casserole. It's got some cheese in it.
What is the cream of mushroom? What do you do to replace
so
it?
So that's the gravy. So I use the bacon grease to make white gravy, and I'll put some mushrooms in there, and that's the cream of mushroom substitute. And I put cheese in that. It's really good. You can taste with as much bacon as I put in it, you can really taste it.
Wow, but it's gourmet. That's a lot to live up to, Brian, with your sweet potato country dumplings.
Oh, I think they're going to slap.
Have you ever tried to make something though, and it would be a disaster?
Yeah. Well, this one looks easy enough. So you take your get those frozen candied yams that you can that look like a puck, mm-hmm. and cut them in half.
So it's not from scratch.
It's close.
It's close enough for me. And then you take a crescent roll, cut those crescent rolls in half, and you wrap those small sweet potatoes, and you put them in your baking pan. And then you make this creamy, sugary topping to cook them in, and a little cinnamon sugar on top. And it can be a dessert, or it can go along with the sweet and savory side of your meal.
So, the reason I like to cook on a stovetop, like most of what I cook is in a skillet, because I can taste it while I'm cooking and know if it's turning out bad. So if I taste it and I'm like, this doesn't taste right, I can fix it throughout the process instead of just getting to the end and it's not good. There have been some things I've cooked that did not turn out very good, but
do you use the French style green beans?
I use whatever they have at the store in the bag. Okay. But I use fresh green beans instead of canned. That's another thing that I leave them a little bit firmer for the texture, but not hard. They're a little bit firmer than they would be out of a can.
I'm sorry, I'd probably be out.
Maybe, but you haven't tried it.
But if you cook them, are you going to cook the beans in grease?
So I'll cook them first, and then I'll finish cooking them in the grease. Yeah.
Man, sounds like a treat. What about the main dish though? The turkey or the what? Or what are you?
He's making a ham, I think. Are you still making a ham?
I'm thinking about getting a honey baked ham.
Ah, buying a ham, cheaping out.
Well, I know someone who likes it.
That's true.
And so,
who is that? Who is it like? I'm trying to start something here.
Megan likes honey baked ham.
He caters to the daughter-in-law. I see.
Yeah. Do you do that? Do you do that with Brett? Do you cater to him?
Heck no.
Well, here's something else that I might make. Kraft is out with a new mac and cheese flavor.
Gross.
Kraft mac and cheese. That's right. The new flavor of Kraft mac and cheese is, anybody want to take a guess?
Doritos.
No. Kraft has just introduced the new apple pie mac and cheese.
Wouldn't have guessed that.
I'm not sure. That might not be bad.
So I saw somebody review this, and they say you can definitely tell it has the texture of macaroni and cheese, but it's the smell of cinnamon and apples that makes it kind of weird. So it's very subtle, the taste, but it's the smell that this person said that they couldn't get their mind around. This is mac and cheese, but it smells like apple pie.
Wow. Well, I really don't see the reason why you would do it.
I don't see the appeal. Yeah, I guess that's it.
Macaroni and cheese, it stands on its own.
Well, they have other flavors, and they're just going crazy with this. You can get everything bagel mac and cheese, pizza mac and cheese, and hot honey and garlic parm mac and cheese. So Kraft is going nuts. Here's sports.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
Nikola Jokic put on a show in L.A.
Left side corner pass over to Bruce Brown. Split the defenders. Gets down the lane. Layup won't go. Tipped up and in by Jokic. And that's 54 for Joker in Los Angeles.
Altitude Radio Network on the call. Denver has won six in a row after topping the Clippers 130-116. Jokic had 25 points in the first quarter and ended with 55 points, 12 rebounds, and 6 assists. The Thunder blew out the Lakers 121-92. Suns have won four in a row after defeating the Mavericks 123-114. Steph Curry had 46 points, and the Warriors took down the Spurs in San Antonio 125-120. Magic handed the Knicks their first loss at home, coming out on top 124-107, and the Pistons have won eight in a row after defeating the Bulls 124-113. In the NHL, the Devils edged the Blackhawks 4-3 in overtime.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all. Illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets. But it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
This is a paid legal ad.
At the law offices of John Day, we take only real cases that make a real difference.
My name is Laura Lynn, and my family needed legal help. The law offices of John Day took the burden really off of my shoulders. Never once did I feel secondary to anything else that was going on.
We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
If you can dream it, Fair Construction can turn it into reality. Shop local, Fair Construction Company. I'm Ron Hall. Investing in property can be nerve-wracking. It does not have to be. Fair Construction offers high-quality craftsmanship, quick response, and attention to detail. Our goal is to keep your expenses low while focusing on our attention on high-quality services. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Fair Construction Company.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew at 7:22 on this Thursday morning, we head to the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we get the pleasure of back-to-back weeks of getting to chat with our Life Enrichment Director, Melissa Moulet, and it's a busy, busy time of the year for everybody, and it's also a busy time at the Villages with Thanksgiving and Christmas. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me again.
Absolutely. Good to have you alongside today. So, last week you talked about going over to MTSU to see a play. How did that go?
It was fabulous. We went and saw the Pirates of Penzance. MTSU, that theater, they were so good to us. It was so easy to park. They helped us with seating. It was very seamless. So we're already preparing to go in February to see Clue.
Nice. Yeah, they do a wonderful job over there, and the students are so talented.
Yeah, and we had a pretty good group. We had like 10, so I was excited about that. Yeah. They did enjoy it. Those children at MTSU, I know they're not children, but to me, they're children. They did a fabulous job.
A week from Saturday, which is the 22nd, that is a big day. You're having a luncheon and family's coming in. Tell us kind of what that day is all about, because it's pretty special for the residents, isn't it?
Yes, we have our Thanksgiving feast, and there's so many people that we have to break it into two seatings, allowing each seating to have like an hour. And Barbara and her team just put on a spread that is phenomenal. I mean, they pull it together and there's never anything empty. They're always out there refilling for the residents. It's just a fun day. A lot of fellowshipping, lots of hugs. You get to see the little great grandkids coming. It's a wonderful experience. And I'm so happy. This is my second one in independent living on this side. So I'm really excited to do it all over again.
Yeah. And you know that the residents are proud of the friends that they've made and just the whole atmosphere. And they kind of show this off to friends and family very proudly, don't they?
Absolutely. And we are a family here. Everybody gets along. It's delightful, actually. I love coming to work. There's no stress in planning for them and the events that we're doing. Everybody's on board. And they all are like excited. What's going to happen today? What are we doing today? And we try to give them a lot, or I try to give them a lot of options and things that they can do. So
Melissa Moulet with us as the Life Enrichment Director at the Villages of Murfreesboro at 2550 Willow Oak Trail. That's out near just off Medical Center Parkway. Speaking of things to do for the residents and outings and such, you're headed to Smyrna on Monday, but you're going to kind of take a different route to make it kind of special, right?
I don't know the route yet. So the residents that are from here, they're like, oh, well, I'll take you the right way. We're going to go like try to see if there's any leaves left on any of these trees with all the wind that we've had lately and storms. So we want to go see some pretty fall foliage. And instead of going on Highway 24, we're like, let's go the back roads. And they love Famous Dave's. We haven't been to Famous Dave's yet, but a lot of people were asking about it. So I'm super excited to be able to bring them on Monday.
Boy, they like their lunch outings, don't they?
Yes. Yeah, we do about two a week because I throw shopping in there as well. So Yeah, they do. They enjoy their food outings.
I bet. So, you know, once Thanksgiving gets here, it's going to be just like last year. There are only like four Saturdays, counting the one right after Thanksgiving before Christmas. So it gets here in a hurry. And I'm sure plans have been filling up. Just kind of in our last couple of minutes here today, talk about some of the things that are coming up during the holiday season for you guys.
Well, the first week of December, I am putting on a Christmas bazaar. I have some people coming in, some vendors that are going to come in and let our residents do a little Christmas shopping. So they won't have to leave. The ones that never really get to leave the facility will have options for them. There'll be jewelry, children's items, perfumes, cologne, arts and craft items for them to pick out, clothing, purses. It'll be a little shopping experience for them. So we're super excited about that. Of course, we're going to be decorating Christmas cookies and have live music celebrating Christmas. We actually, in November, the day before Thanksgiving, Ross Moore will be back. He is the gentleman that did our wedding that we had in April. And he did our sock hop. So he's coming back to do a 50s welcome to Christmas opener for us the day before Thanksgiving. So we're really excited.
And you all go on some of these excursions. I'm sure you're going to take in maybe a night looking at Christmas lights, for instance.
Yes, we already got that on the calendar. We're going to get some hot cocoa and go look at Christmas lights in like old Murfreesboro. I have a resident that lived back there and we went there last year and the lights were phenomenal. So we're going to go back and do that again because we have a lot of new residents that weren't here last year. So I'm hoping that night the buses go.
Hopefully, maybe by the time you do that, Cannonsburg will be open and you can go through the old Pioneer Village and see the lights. That's always cool to do. And I'm sure there's lots of crafting and baking and just everything you would think about during the holidays will go on.
Oh, yes. We'll be baking, crafting. And also our residents, we do a tour of homes. And what that is they decorate their rooms and all Christmas decor. They open their doors, have hors d'oeuvres for the residents and drinks, and they get to go door to door and look at all these other people's apartments.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of fellowshipping, a lot of laughing. It's just, that's like one of my favorite parts of December is the tour of homes.
Talking with Melissa Moulet today about all the great fun things that are going on during this holiday period at the Villages of Murfreesboro, 2550 Willow Oak Trail.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Ramona Ewald at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
The Villages of Murfreesboro makes life a lot easier, happier. We have crossword puzzle, Wheel of Fortune. I enjoy that very much. Social hour and trivia. I'm happy I'm here. Take a tour.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin, it's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right, Tennessee.
SRM Concrete is the largest ready-mix producer in the country, yet is still family-owned and operated. Locally grown, nationally known, SRM delivers unmatched quality and service. You call, we haul. We're SRM Concrete.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, we're just skipping along here on this Thursday morning, episode 1788 of The Wake Up Crew on this November the 13th.
Hey, guys, we've got some birthdays, too.
Do we really?
We do. Here they are. James Hale, Steve Cates, Russ Lee, Tammy Sterling, Eddie Taylor, Susan Jennings, and Jill Frost. Great people. Great birthdays.
But we need some more. Get them into us. Birthdays and anniversaries. 615-893-1450 is the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays is the website. And a delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue is the prize. So get them in now.
Yeah, thanks to the Robinsons. Over 30 years now at Slick Pig Barbecue, 1920 East Main Street, right here in the borough.
With the law offices of John Day on your side, we understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
Now a check of your weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny skies and light winds for today. Highs top out near 66 degrees. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows drop to 41. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. Friday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the low 70s. And then Friday night, mostly clear with lows falling back to 53. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 39.
Good morning. TDOT's in the process of trying to move this wreck. It was in the center lane on 24 westbound at Old Hickory Boulevard out here in Antioch, interrupting all that traffic that's trying to get in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, up through the Antioch area now. Again, they're behind the accident that's blocking the center lane. Hopefully they'll move it here in a minute to unclog this traffic on 24 westbound at OHB. It's still slow outside of Clarksville, 24 west at the 9-mile marker as they clean up that crash. Stein Dental Care in Nashville, over 355-star wonderful Google reviews. Call Stein Dental Care in Nashville today. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
In Murfreesboro, a potentially dangerous situation was swiftly resolved Tuesday morning when a child was found wandering alone near Manson Crossing Drive and Cedar Glades Drive. Discovered by a resident around 8:15 a.m., the toddler was wearing only a diaper and a sweater in the frigid 27-degree weather. Rutherford County EMS responded quickly, evaluating the child on the scene. Murfreesboro Police canvassed nearby Panther Creek Apartments and with assistance from maintenance staff located the child's home. The mother explained that her older children may have accidentally left the door open while leaving for school. Authorities deemed the incident accidental, but referred the case to the Tennessee Department of Child Services for further review. Later that same morning, community members gathered on Murfreesboro's historic square for the 30th annual Veterans Day Memorial Service at the Rutherford County Courthouse. The event featured Desert Storm veteran David Weil as the guest speaker. A local business owner and seminary graduate, Weil's message underscored service and sacrifice. Also joining the ceremony was 2025 Miss Tennessee, Zoe Scheiderick, a student at Middle Tennessee State University. Coordinated by Barb Smith Pitto, the event continued a tradition first ignited by Elise Stem in 1996. With temperatures in the low 40s and partly sunny skies, the community came together to honor its veterans. A Murfreesboro tradition rooted in resilience, remembrance, and unity. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick yet digestible format, but more than just the headlines, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, and over on our website. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Do you want lights?
You can't believe the lights we have at the Restore.
Oh, yes, sir. We have lighting.
Chandeliers, pendants, flesh mounts, table lamps.
Just come down and take a look.
Shopping at the Restore.
Shop? Yeah.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Turner Security is proud to offer Honeywell Max Pro Cloud for your business. Control your security, access control, and camera system with one app. Arm your security, see your cameras, and unlock a door for a small monthly fee and no contract. Tired of paying for overnight guard service that doesn't work and costs too much? At Turner Security, we have your solution.
Attention to the individual with a backpack. You are in a restricted area and need to leave immediately.
Video monitoring with real-time live talk from Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35, it is The Wake Up Crew. Here from the big G, the gigantic G, the ginormous G, WGNS. On a Throwback Thursday.
Do you remember these?
You were going to say?
No. Nope. I'm not going to say
anything.
Is
there another G word?
I was going to go the Jupiter-sized G.
Yeah. I kind of like ginormous. That's cool. Anyway, we were talking a bit earlier. We kind of had some plans for Throwback Thursday, but, you know, we got to talking about food, John, and that's my favorite memories of Thanksgiving, so.
Well, I know what some memories I've had that have been that we used to have a football game, family football game every Thanksgiving. And I've also played with some friends of mine and some former students. We used to play a Thanksgiving morning football game at like 8 o'clock while the food was getting prepared, and we would play till about 10 and then get ready to eat about 11. And then I'd go after the Thanksgiving dinner and then play football after that. So
Now a few years later, you've had both a knee and a hip replacement.
So you're ready to hit the field this year is what I'm hearing.
No, I probably shouldn't have played any football, period. But those were great memories.
Did you not break into the MTSU football stadium one year to do that?
I did break in. We had permission to play there. I don't know who did it. I think it was one of the kids his dad worked for the athletic department. But we played there, and man, I got hit. We played tackle then, and you get hit on that surface. And that was before the really good turf.
Mm.
It was the old turf they used to put down. And man, you'd knock your breath out. Did that a few times. Played at Middle Tennessee Christian School a few times on Thanksgiving. That was like our big classic wrap-up game, because in December it got almost too cold to play football. So we played in October, November, and part of December. But that was like our Super Bowl. So my grandmother, and I didn't really like this dish very much, but my grandmother used to make candied apples. And she would take real apples, and then she would melt little cinnamon chew things, you know, little mints. She would melt them. And she would pour them and mix it up with some other sugar and stuff, and pour it over the apples, and they turn pink or they turn red. And it was an interesting dish, not necessarily one of my favorites, but I always got it. Well, we always had it at Thanksgiving, which kind of made me feel, you know, it made it feel like Thanksgiving.
Put you in the Thanksgiving mood.
Yeah, yeah.
It's congealed salad at our house that has to be made.
I love congealed salad. It sounds gross. It looks gross, but it tastes wonderful.
It's got cottage cheese in it, which that's the only way I'll eat cottage cheese. But you've got Cool Whip and Jell-O. Dalton
cheese?
Huh?
Dalton eats cottage cheese?
Yeah, I don't mind cottage cheese. It's just cheese.
I like it. Okay.
But it's very sweet because it also has like pecan pieces in it, mandarin oranges, and maraschino cherries.
Yeah, lots of fruit. Different things. Everybody's got some weird fruits dish like that they eat that's just Cool Whip and fruit. That's ours. It's congealed salad.
You know why I can't drink? You know why I can't eat congealed salad anymore? I used to love it too, just like you guys. Ever since Christmas vacation, with when the grandmother or the aunt brought in the congealed salad with the
cat food
in it. Yeah, that turned me off forever.
Maybe I'll make it differently this year instead of it being orange and mandarin oranges. I don't really care for oranges. Maybe we'll do something like red and put, you know, strawberries.
Well, we used to do it with the red Jell-O. It used to be the red Jell-O, not the orange.
Yeah.
It got changed at some point.
But with the cherries, or with the oranges.
I like the oranges in it, but.
Maybe.
I thought you liked orange.
I do, but I don't. I like orange flavored things, but not oranges.
Oh, you're so weird. Okay.
Well, mine was always, it wasn't the actual Thanksgiving food, but we always had for breakfast on Thanksgiving, we always had some kind of breakfast casserole. And that was one of the few things that tasted good in the household I grew up in when it was cooked. So I loved getting that breakfast casserole. It was prepped night before.
That's because Dad usually made the breakfast casserole. And Mom made the blandest Thanksgiving lunch ever. Happy anniversary, too, honey. It's 7:40.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Since 1989, Franklin's Printworks has been Rutherford County's trusted print partner, delivering high-quality, fast-turnaround printing for businesses, organizations, and individuals.
Letterhead, envelopes, business cards, brochures, booklets, all that is still our bread and butter. We do it every day.
Jeff Carlton with Franklin's Printworks.
The needs have evolved for most businesses, and they're looking for a large format capability, or they're looking for a direct mail capability. We're glad to help with those.
Franklin's Printworks, your local printing expert.
ABC Wednesday, it's the CMA Awards Live.
That's what I'm talking about.
With performances by Lainey Wilson, Kelsey Ballerini, Zach Topp, Riley Green, Ella Langley, Kenny Chesney, Megan Maloney, Brandi Carlile, and the hottest collabs, Miranda Lambert and Chris Stapleton, Jabuzi and Stephen Wilson Jr., Big X the Plug, featuring Luke Combs. It's country music's biggest night.
Woo! Hosted by your girl, Lainey Wilson.
The CMA Awards Live, Wednesday, 8, 7 Central on ABC, and next day on Hulu.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, it's 7:42, and it's about time for us to say adios. Well, I was thinking that, but then I thought,
I was going to try to make it rhyme.
Me too. But it didn't work out. We want to say thank you for listening in to the Wake Up Crew, wherever you might be. If you are checking us out on podcasts, thank you. That's cool. You can listen to us anytime, anywhere. We'll have the podcast up shortly after 8 o'clock. And, of course, one link, every platform, all local at WGNSradio.com/live. That's where you can find radio frequencies, where to listen live on any device, where to watch WGNS on Big G TV, many platforms, YouTube, Facebook, and a Roku and Amazon Fire app not in the too distant future.
Mm. Let's be honest. If anyone is listening to the podcast, they've already turned it off.
No.
This is reserved just for people listening on the radio. Of the show. Nobody's still listening to the podcast.
I think they are. I think they are because they want to know that Dr. Judy Campbell is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for being a wonderful cook that shares so many things with others, like going to the homebound and sick and helping them. And Dr. Campbell is going to be the recipient today of flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. Thanks, Jenny Harrison, for your many years of constant support with that. And, of course, your good neighbor friends here at WGNS. Today's Good Neighbor Spotlight is brought to you by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and committed to the people who make Rutherford County a better place to live. If you want to send in a good neighbor, you can do that by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor will get you there as well. And thanks so much to Dr. Campbell for that. Want to say good morning to our friends at Middle Tennessee Electric. We've talked a lot about Thanksgiving today, and they are proud to serve this incredible community and thankful for you during this Thanksgiving season, a trusted member. May your Thanksgiving be full of blessings and joy. Happy Thanksgiving from Middle Tennessee Electric.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, my boss asked me to make a business presentation, and he said, you know, you should start with a joke. You're so funny.
Hmm.
So I put up a payslip on that first slide.
I don't know if the laugh helped any.
No, I mean, it was a thumbs up. It was a good kind of return to form from yesterday's worst performance in show history.
It wasn't over the top, Dalton.
Yes, really correct.
Wasn't. Okay.
That's it. That's all you get.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. What have we learned today?
We talked about our memories of Thanksgiving. Mm. We also talked about two good recipes that y'all have, one for green bean casserole and the other one for, what is it you're making? Pumpkin pie? No.
Sweet potato dumplings.
Yeah.
Country dumplings. And I make a very, very good, I mean, excellent chess pie.
And you really know how to put those little weenies in the crock pot.
I don't know that I'm making any chess pie this year.
Are you not? Really?
Well, it's kind of hard to be standing on one leg and doing all that, so I don't know. I may be excused from
that. You've got two more weeks.
Yeah, but it's a slow process. When's football season over? That's how long I've got.
Oh. Yeah, Megan likes those too, doesn't she?
Yeah, those little mini weenies in the crock pot. And Rotel. Mm.
But Brian makes chocolate chess pie.
He does make a chocolate chess pie.
Yeah.
So, what about the last year? I did a little variation on the cocktail wieners, and did bacon wrapped. How did those go?
They were good. The bacon didn't get. It was kind of chewy.
It needed to be crispy, didn't it?
Yeah, and I don't think it will in that sauce like that.
I'll have to figure that one out.
The Rotel, you put the cream cheese in the Rotel too, and that was a game changer.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of weenies, here is Mr. Gary Portnoy. Sometimes you wanna go where that didn't work out either. This is the second most iconic TV theme song of all time. Number one tomorrow on a Finally Friday Wake Up Crew. You wanna be where you can see our troubles are all the same.
You wanna be where everybody knows your name. Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny skies and light winds for today. Highs top out near 66 degrees. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows drop to 41. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. Friday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the low 70s. And then Friday night, mostly clear with lows falling back to 53. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS